This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to Breakfast with Beck and Adam. It's 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. Now, Adam, you are dressed appropriately. You've got a nice little pink stack hat on and I think a rather gorgeous breastplate, actually. And that just protects your little sternum there.
Thank you.
You're like a little
bird. Thanks for mocking me all morning. I am like a little bird, a little robin.
And the reason why is that this afternoon, the double dissolution roller derby bout is on. It's between the Victorian Roller Derby League and Canberra and Ballarat. It's a double bout.
It's huge.
So you've gone from nothing to double.
I know.
And to get all the information on what's going on this afternoon in Reservoir, we're joined by Crunch Lady Doris and Punani Tsunami. Oh, I can only say it that way. Very good morning to you, ladies.
Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Adam has never been to a roller derby bout before, so I guess he needs a little bit of info.
What's it all about? I'm excited and scared at the same time, so I need some kind of preparation.
Okay, well, essentially roller derby is a full contact sport played on roller skates. That's my preferred way of explaining what it is.
So full contact, are we talking you going around with crowbars or is it hands only? Hands, feet, whatever, headbutting?
Nothing below the elbows, nothing below the knees, any other part of your body you are free to hit. No, not your head.
And not your back.
No, you can hit with your back. You just can't hit someone's back.
So no elbow to the kidneys.
Hitting with your back on
roller skates. That one's actually quite fun because you skate just in front of somebody and you throw yourself backwards a little bit.
It's called a can opener.
Can opener.
So we have special names for the different moves.
For some of the moves,
yeah. So what are some of your favourite moves? Do you have a signature move?
No signature moves. I'm just personally quite fond of shoving a couple of girls off the track at the same time.
Is that called a double whammy?
Double whammy.
It's called nothing. I just like doing it.
Is it like a domino effect? Do you knock one into the other like you do with a good bowl?
I enjoy doing that.
If you've got enough force, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you've spoken about the rules in terms of, you know, hitting each other. What are the rules of the actual game? Like, how do you win?
How do you get
points?
Do you want to take this one?
No, you can take this one.
Okay. You start out on the track with five girls from each team. Four of those girls play offense and defense at the same time. They're called blockers. And one girl is the jammer. And she is the point scorer. She gets 1 point for every time she laps a member of the opposing team.
Within 2 minutes. So jam lasts
within two minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get your skates on. Jeez.
And we can spot her because she has a different...
She's got a star on her helmet.
Yeah.
Great big huge 5-pointed star.
Special.
Which is appropriate.
Yes.
I've noticed that the jammers do this hand motion, which at first I thought was like a rude gesture, like your mother kind of thing.
It is a bit of a...
Yeah, it's a bit like...
Rude gesture.
Yeah, have a look here. You'll have to come along this afternoon if you want to see what I'm talking about. What does that mean?
That one's to call the jam early.
Oh, yeah. Right. Is that when they've got enough points or they're
ahead? They wuss out? Do they wuss out? Is it a bit of a time out?
Yeah, when they haven't got enough energy.
Yeah.
If your jammer has gotten through and scored points and the other jammer hasn't yet, call it off because you're 4 points ahead.
Okay, great.
So it's strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you've got these 2-minute bouts. So you do this little 2-minute and then you do another 2-minute. For how many minutes overall does a game last or a bout?
I think an hour.
An hour, yeah.
Do you stop halfway for oranges or?
Yeah.
I'm guessing not.
We get spruced up in the change rooms.
Yeah. Now you, It is a full contact sport, so you've got lovely elbow pads and knee pads, right? And from what I can tell, it looks like, you know, because I have a pair of roller skates because I had a Rollerama 30th birthday.
Yay.
All 80s, hired a whole roller skating rink, and I bought a lovely pair of white boots. But you don't wear any white boots. You wear
the roller skating ones.
Yeah, you wear like those shoes, like what I would have called in my youth, speed skates.
Since derby's gotten so big, and especially in the States, a lot of the roller skating companies have started designing skates specifically for roller derby.
Have they got little...
Rather than jam skates.
They've got blades on them.
Yeah, rather than jam skates or artistic skates. Yeah. I don't exactly know what makes them different.
It's the little things that pop out the side, the oil that spits out the back.
Yeah.
they push.
They've got like fire, you know, coming out the back and stuff like that.
I think I know what I'm going to do with my outdoor skates
more
now.
Agile with those skates. You can be a bit more agile with those skates rather than the skates, I think.
So people that find out that you do roller derby might have only experienced roller derby from the movie Whippet, or if they're a little bit older, Good Morning Dennis and Dick, from Kansas City Bomber, a movie with Raquel Welch. It's an experience. So there is a difference, though, between that kind of roller derby and your kind of roller derby.
Yeah, that's correct. Ours is flat track and Whippet was bank track.
There was, back when derby started up again in the States, there were still a few of the banked tracks available for girls to use. But in other cities in the US and in Australia, we were pretty much stuck finding flat surfaces. So they sort of developed the game to be able to be played on a flat track.
So is a bank track, is that like it's raised on
sides? It's like a velodrome.
Sides? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep, I mean, a very, very small velodrome.
But yeah.
But it's is like it that. 30 degrees angle? Velodrome's a 30.
I don't know. I've never had the chance to skate on one.
I did. It's difficult enough.
Yeah. Yeah, was it hard?
Yeah, it was out in Brunswick, I did it.
But what sort of speed did you get going back down the...
I don't think I got any speed because I was really? Trying to keep myself upright.
Oh.
When I first came to see a roller derby bout, I was surprised that it was just this kind of flat, and you can be literally, if you get there early enough, right on the edge. Like, you can be the blocker of the
suicide
audience
seating.
Behind you. Yeah.
Suicide seating.
Suicide seating.
That's
get
where
involved,
Beck
get
wants
involved.
To sit tonight. Suicide seating. Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know about this. I just don't know.
You've got your breastplate. You'll be fine.
Now, the names, I love the names. Panani Tsunami, Crunch Lady Doris. I've got a list of all the other ones.
Ooh,
there's
yes.
There's some awesome ones. Donna Kebab. I like that one. And what was the other one I liked? I liked Splatterpuss. Sorry, not Splatterpuss.
Splatterpuss.
How do you come up with the names? How do you come up with the names?
I, sadly enough, asked my friends. I put out my requirements and just waited for them to come back with ideas for me.
So Simpsons fans then?
Yeah, they're very big Simpsons fans.
How about Panani?
Well, I don't know, guys. I don't know if it's legit to actually say, but no, friends, I suppose. Friends
yes.
are the ones that actually came up with it. Yeah, I can't actually take the credit for it.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, but yeah, and I can't say who.
So even the team names... in that sort of same, we've got three teams in Victoria, is that right?
We've got three teams in the Victorian Roller Derby League. There's other teams in other leagues in
right.
Victoria.
Oh, okay.
So we've got Dead Ringer Rosies, Toxic Avengers and Dolls A Go-Go. And then today, one of the teams you're playing against is Ballarat.
Mm-hmm.
So are they more than just Ballarat and Melbourne in Victoria?
Yes, there's Geelong, there's... Dalesford?
Dalesford. Oh. I think there's a baby league in Bendigo. There's also South Sea Roller Derby yes. on the Mornington Peninsula.
Who had their first bout on Wednesday, I think it
Wednesday,
was.
Wednesday, yes.
Yeah. Good on you, girls.
So this afternoon you're also playing against Canberra.
Yeah.
So do you normally do interstate as well, interstate leagues?
We try to do at least one a year now. It can be a little hard to organise because they've got to be able to travel to us or we have to be able to travel to them.
It's very expensive as well.
Yeah.
Well, the sponsorship, we're great.
Yeah.
We need some.
I noticed you were talking about with this bout that you've just come back from a long weekend in Adelaide. So did you travel to Adelaide for a bout?
Yeah, we did.
Did you win?
Yeah, we came back with
yes.
a gold, mate.
bang, gold, bang. Gold.
The gold thong, I believe.
Isn't
oh.
it?
Right. The trophy.
Gold roller thong.
That'll go nice with the Panani Tsunami.
That's right. Go nice with the Panani Tsunami.
Now we've got, we're talking to Panani Tsunami and Crunch Lady Doris from the Victorian Roller Derby League. We've got a couple of questions from our listeners and we will ask you those in a moment and then we're going to ask you a whole range of questions from our listeners, ladies, so be prepared. Here at Joy 94.9, you're listening to Beckfast with Beck and Adam.
Joy 94.9.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. You're listening to Beckfast with Beck and Adam.
Hello.
And we're joined in studio by the ladies from the Victorian Roller Derby League. We've got Crunch Lady Doris and Panani Tsunami. I have to say it that way. It's so strange, isn't it?
You love Splatterpuss it. Couldn't make it. She was busy.
Splatterpuss.
She was cleaning up.
We've been asking you some questions, ladies, about the Victorian Roller Derby League. You've got a bout on tonight. It's sold out in an hour.
That's right.
Sold out. Maybe I should put my ticket on eBay. Hard to get ticket.
It is.
You could probably sell it for $50. Do it.
He still owes me the money for the ticket. But why do you think it's become so popular?
I think a lot of it's to do with the movie Whippet, sort of brought roller derby into mainstream awareness.
Because it's been around in Australia, this sort of revised version of roller derby, since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, if anyone caught it on ABC 2 this week, Roller Derby Dolls, a sort of a half-hour doco on the starting of it again with the Brisbane ladies and coming to Melbourne for training and stuff like that. So how many people can, at the venue you're at the moment, how many people can come and watch?
We sell 1,300 tickets per bout.
Jeez. Because you guys were saying in Brisbane, they have the convention centre as their venue and they sell like 5,000 tickets.
Yeah,
really awesome, actually.
And I think their tickets are more expensive than ours, actually.
Well, it's only $15 for an adult ticket to the roller derby, so it's a pretty cheap night. And food and drinks are pretty reasonable as well, so you're not even making a huge profit on that. Have we got a question from Karen, who sent us an email to onair@joy.org.au. She wants to know if roller derby is like a version of formation wrestling.
You wish.
Not even close. It's.
I don't even know what formation wrestling is.
You know, the very planned wrestling.
Oh, the fake stuff.
Yeah. No, there's nothing fake about roller derby.
It's full on.
You see the blood, you see the bruises. Yeah, that's it. That's real.
You see the broken wrists.
And she also wanted to know if bigger hair is better for a skater.
Panani?
I don't know. Perhaps. I'm going to bring my afro out tonight.
He was saying you've got to fit it under a helmet anyway, so.
Yeah, well, no, I'll skate out with it at warm-up period. That should be fine. Should be okay.
On top of my helmet.
So we were talking about the venue. You can only take 1,500 people at the moment. So are we looking for a bigger venue?
We've got people in charge of looking who are looking for bigger venues.
What are they called? Venue hunters.
The venue hunting committee. Moving into a bigger venue for bouts comes with its own set of problems because it will mean a huge restructuring in the way we actually run the bouts, how we organise them, that sort of thing. So it's not something that we can just, oh, look, here's a place, let's go straight to it. We actually have to work out how we're going to do it so that nothing gets too disrupted.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be costs involved with a bigger venue and different security levels and ticket selling and all that kind
of stuff. That's true, but we've got 500 girls wanting to start freshman, is it?
About
500? Okay, not the wrong.
There's a couple of hundred who express interest in joining Fresh Meat. Of those couple of hundred, maybe somewhere between 75 to 100 actually turn up to the information session.
Yep.
Very slow.
And then a few less than that will actually join the league provisionally and start coming to Fresh Meat training.
Because then they'll realise how much dedication it is.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of dedication involved and there's...
It's not just hot pants and fishnets. I think
fish
that's
nuts. Yeah, fish nuts. We do like that.
I think that's what they realise pretty soon on, once they try to join, that it's a bit more than that, huh?
Yeah. I know that for me one of the biggest shifts in my thinking was that I've always enjoyed hitting people.
Oh.
Like, that's just me. I enjoy, knocking people to the ground.
Mm.
But
were you a bully at school?
No. Ooh. I was that shy little one who spent lunchtimes in the library.
So you were bullied.
Yeah, I was bullied. I'm getting my own back now.
That's right. So we'll finish up in a second, ladies, but I just wanted to know how you got involved. You're talking about that fresh meat intake. That's where people express their interest. So what made you guys get involved?
I was working at my very boring data entry job and read an article about the league and thought that that just sounded like so much more fun than sitting at the computer typing in stuff.
Really?
Yeah, dead serious. I sent the initial email from my work computer.
That's great. Love it.
So you are a member of which team in the...
I'm one of the Dolls of Go-Go.
Okay, and so today we've got two bouts with the Victorian Roller Derby League, one playing against Canberra, one playing against Ballarat. So which one are you in?
I'm in the first bout, which is our B team, or as we're calling them for this bout, the backbench.
Really?
Yeah. Backbench and front bench. I love a political pun.
Right.
And we're playing Ballarat. PT's with the front bench, the A team.
Oh, the A team.
Oh, the A team.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Sounds like I should be
in the A
team. Yes, Adam thinks he's in the A team. Yeah, so right. How did you get involved?
How did I get involved? One of my mates actually dragged me along to one of their bouts, and I looked at it and I was like, yeah, this I could do. Look at all the chicks out there.
So you're enjoying the hot pants and fish nets.
I don't wear that, no. I don't do the fish nets. Sorry, ladies.
Just bare skin.
Pretty much.
Some people would like that too.
How do you do it with bare skin and not come home with, like, rashes and greases?
I get rubbed down.
Oh, really? Let's not go there. Hey, I came up with a name for us, Beck.
Oh, no.
If we were to do you probably won't like yours,
no,
but
probably not.
I thought if we were to do roller derby,
yes,
you could be Breast-delicious Beck.
Woo!
And I
love it.
And I could be Madam Dragalot.
Oh, yes.
You like it?
Yeah, I like that.
Could it work?
It could definitely work.
Yeah?
You could just be Madam Todd, I think.
Madam Todd?
Yeah.
I thought Madam Dragalot sound, because if it's girls only, I'd have to go in drag to actually be in the competition.
Yeah. But okay, keep working on that.
Okay.
Ladies, thank you so much for getting up early and coming in. Good luck. We will see you this afternoon. We'll be there.
Excellent. And make sure you stand up and actually show yourself.
Well, you know,
we'll probably throw something at you.
At the door. We might drop a few names at the door. We actually interviewed them today, and we need that
close personal
gold
friends.
Seating.
Suicide. What did you call it? Suicide
seating.
Yeah, we need that.
I don't know about that.
Good terms.
Thank you so much. Good luck this afternoon, ladies, and hopefully the Victorian Roller Derby League kicks some Ballarat and Canberra ass.
Shebangs.
Yeah. And hopefully I make it back in one piece.
He's hoping. Here at Joy 94.9, it is Broken Bells and The Ghost Inside. You're listening to Beckfast with Beck and Adam.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.